Ever caught yourself making excuses for someone who consistently disappoints you? You're not alone. Millions of women find themselves stuck in a painful pattern, falling for charming men who seem perfect initially but prove emotionally unavailable. This relationship dynamic has become so common that therapists have a name for it: the unavailable man and his faithful counterpart, the fallback girl. What's most surprising isn't just how widespread this pattern is, but how predictable it becomes once you recognize the signs. The most painful truth? These relationships fail not because you aren't good enough, but because they're designed to fail from the start, operating on terms that make genuine connection impossible while reinforcing unhealthy beliefs about what love should feel like. The hot and cold cycle is Mr. Unavailable's signature move. When hot, he creates expectations he won't fulfill. When cold, he manages them down. During pursuit, he'll text constantly and arrange spontaneous meetups. Then he switches to minimal contact, just enough to keep you responding through occasional messages or last-minute plans. After showing vulnerability, he'll misbehave to prevent you from developing expectations. He uses his internal reset button to avoid genuine resolution, skipping apologies and acting as if nothing happened, or suggesting you're unreasonable for remembering past issues. He weaponizes time, acting endlessly busy while consuming yours. Despite claiming constant crises and obligations, the truth is simple: he chooses not to make time. If world leaders can manage family time, so can he. Through manipulation and emotional withholding, he controls the relationship's pace. You become conditioned to accept less while giving more, trading regular dates for occasional meetups and meaningful conversations for surface interactions. Eventually, fear of rejection stops you from initiating contact, making your needs secondary to his comfort. Mr. Unavailable specializes in delivering feel-good moments through words without following through. His promises of future plans, from vacations to moving in together, rarely materialize into action, leaving emotional devastation in their wake. Many keep multiple backup plans while professing commitment, either fearing the bad guy label or genuinely uncertain about what they want. Some continue relationships for convenience despite knowing you're not the one. Future fakers build elaborate expectations they never plan to fulfill, whether deliberately manipulative or temporarily caught up in their own promises until commitment becomes real. Fast forwarding is another deceptive pattern where someone rapidly accelerates the relationship through intense pursuit, constant messages, quick declarations of love, and rushed physical intimacy. This artificial intensity creates false security while bypassing the crucial period for identifying red flags. When the intensity inevitably fades, usually after they've achieved their goals, you're left questioning the entire relationship's authenticity. Sex becomes a powerful manipulation tool when women mistake physical intimacy for emotional connection. What feels like the start of something meaningful to her is often just a conquest for him. His periodic returns create an illusion that he can't resist you, while actually maintaining control through physical connection alone. Time manipulation involves making you grateful for minimal attention. He portrays himself as perpetually busy, conditioning you to accept scraps of his time as generous gifts. His constant complaints about time shortages are strategic. It's not about capacity, but choice. Even world leaders make time for priorities. His emotional manipulation is particularly calculated. Mr. Unavailable deploys vulnerability precisely when it serves him, sharing stories of cruel exes or childhood trauma to justify his behavior and trigger your nurturing instincts. These emotional displays appear during crucial moments, when you're ready to leave or demand more, and conveniently resolve once they've achieved their purpose. Your attraction to Mr. Unavailable mirrors your own emotional unavailability, both rooted in low self-esteem, negative beliefs, poor parental modeling, and past hurts, plus the fantasy of being the exception who changes him. Your fears become self-fulfilling, feeling unworthy and expecting abandonment. These beliefs persist because you choose situations that confirm them. Mr. Unavailable represents your comfort zone. You trust what will go wrong more than what might go right. Many unconsciously date versions of their parents, particularly fathers. Behind every attraction to unavailable men lies an unresolved, critical heartbreak that shaped your view of love. This pivotal moment created self-protective patterns that actually function as self-rejection. By pursuing unavailable partners, you're living in a fairy tale where you'll be the exception, fueled by cultural messages that love conquers all, complete with obstacles and magical reconciliations. As a fallback girl, you repeat dysfunctional patterns while expecting different outcomes. You pursue relationships you claim to avoid, investing in men who don't match your desires. You mask commitment fears by choosing unavailable partners, then overthink instead of taking action. To break this cycle, prioritize actions over words. Don't accept periodic disappearances or reset button behavior where past wrongs are erased. Implement the no-contact rule, cutting communication until you're healed or permanently for dead-end relationships, inconsistent partners, or when you pursue despite clear unavailability. Being emotionally available means embracing your feelings, maintaining consistency, addressing fears, and removing self-imposed limits. It requires genuine vulnerability, self-love without negative self-talk, and a low-bullshit diet. Stand firm in your standards, avoid desperation, and walk away from unavailable partners instead of waiting for change. Genuine good things don't make you feel bad. Trust negative feelings as warning signals and observe behavior carefully. As self-esteem grows, the voice of reason overcomes the voice of unreason that justified poor treatment. Mr. Unavailable fears all forms of commitment. He maintains his comfort zone at your expense, wanting everything on his terms. When meaningful connection develops, he retreats. When feeling insecure, he temporarily warms up, offering minimal effort while claiming it's substantial. He refuses to fully exit your life, maintaining control through friendship requests, attention seeking, or sexual pursuit. This keeps you as an option while feeding his ego. Self-love transforms your energy, attracting better people and building resilience. Neither party can grow while locked in the fallback girl dynamic. Even with personal growth, question whether you'd still want him once authentic. While wanting love is natural, not giving it to yourself attracts inappropriate partners. Stop making excuses and pushing your love on those who won't reciprocate. The ultimate act of self-love is walking away from someone who treats you as optional. You deserve someone who matches your investment, not mere crumbs of affection.